Now, Eb, you got it wrong again. You're wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I tell you. Now start all over from the first.
Well, go on. Start it out now. Friends.
Don't rush me. I'll start it. Friends, Romans.
Hold on there. Didn't I tell you 100 times ain't no Romans in it?
There is Romans in it. It's written right there in the speech you're holding your hand.
I know it. But it's scratched out. Now go ahead. Friends and countrymen. Yes, that's it. Lend me your ears. I come. Go on.
I come not to praise Hector Smith, but to introduce him.
Yes, that's it. Wait, just a second. Let's come at the door.
See who it is.
What a swell turnout for the rally. There must be 1,000 people out there.
Hey, did you get your platform rigged up all right?
Yes, sure I did. I used some of those big packing boxes. The Corn Center band's here, too. Are you fellas all ready?
Well, Eb ain't got his speech for good.
No, I can't seem to get the hang of the dead dang thing. Friends, Romans...
Ah, that ding, Eb, there you go again with them Romans. I tell you that...
Say, listen. Yeah. You better come on inside. Come on, you come on outside with me. Come on, hurry up. You can hold a copy of the speech in your hand and sort of tell them what to say, see? Come on. They're already starting to introduce Harold Ubright. Hurry up.
Well, now, just a minute. All right, but I don't know, Hector. Well, come on, Eb. We might as well.
Yeah, I'm coming, Eb.
Integrity, honesty, and sincerity of conscience is apparent to everyone. Citizens of Corn Center, I take pleasure in introducing as candidate for mayor, Mr. Harold Ubright.
Let's stand right here on the platform so we can hear what he says.
Ladies and gentlemen. My friends. I think that all of us generally agree that Corn Center needs a change of political administration. But, my friend, to secure that change, we must unite. We must not consider group or party affiliations in times like these. We must work for the benefit of Corn Center as a whole.
And what a whole it is.
I mean that we must work together. True, the present administration promises certain reforms if it is permitted to remain in office. But I ask you, my friend, can the leopard change his spots? Can the tiger change his stripes? Can the bear's coat be changed? No, the bear's coat cannot be changed because...
Because nobody knows where the buttons are.
Yes, because nobody knows where the buttons are. I mean, we can't do it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they say that dogs are keen judges of human character. And there isn't a dog in Corn Center that doesn't come up and lick my hand.
Why, Chuck, if you ate with a nice fork, maybe the dogs wouldn't be so friendly.
Say, you shut up, will you? I won't be interrupted. Ladies and gentlemen, I protest. I protest against being jeered at by a clown whose idea of a political platform is a silly slogan. 2 pants suits for everyone and money in every pocket.
It isn't a silly slogan at all.
It is, and I'll leave it to any sensible man in this audience. Oh, I see 2 old friends standing here at the side of the platform. I'll leave it to them. Mr. Peters.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen.
Hold on, you darn fool. It ain't your turn to speak. How soccer he's all.
What say, Harold?
Mr. Peters, I'd like to ask you a few questions. You're familiar with my opponent's slogan, 2 pants suits and money in every pocket, I take it.
You mean you take the money?
No.
Ed, you mean he takes the pants.
I don't either. I mean, what is there in the economic structure of this country to support the idea of 2 pants?
Well, Harold, I only wear 1 pair, but I always use galoshes to support them.
Oh, you still don't understand me. I maintain that business conditions have nothing to do with pants.
They don't, huh?
No.
There's been plenty of fellas lost their pants on account of business conditions.
Oh, just a moment. Just a moment, my friend. Just a moment. Apparently, you 2 gentlemen seem to agree with my opponent that an extra pair of pants is a solution to your economic problem. Just how often do you wear out a pair of pants?
Why, every time we go out, Harold.
Yeah, we'd get thanked if we didn't.
Oh, just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I mean, do you wear them out fast? Do you go through them fast?
How's that?
Through them.
Through them where?
Threw him over the back of a chair.
Oh, no,
I never threw my pants over the back of a chair. I hang him up on me.
No, you don't.
Turn tootin', my boots. Don't go arguing with me about what I do with my pants.
I'm not arguing. I'm simply saying you don't understand. I want to ask you some questions, that's all.
Well, what are the questions, Harold?
Never mind. I won't press them.
Press the pants?
No, press the question. Ladies and gentlemen, now, I'd like to have your attention for just a moment, please. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for this interruption. I'm sorry to have taken up your time with it. And in closing, I'll just say this. The situation in Corn Center today requires the closest kind of cooperation. We must pull together. We must grasp hands.
How's that, Harold?
I say grasp hands. Grasp hands and...
Yes, you know, Ab. Grasp hands. Grasp hands like them there savages wear.
Oh, not grasp hands. Not pants.
No, what the savages wear is more like skirts.
No, they're not. I mean hands. Hands. Grasp. Holding hands.
Well, who's holding hands?
Why, the savages, Ab.
Oh, the savages. Savages having anything to do with it. I'm talking about hands. Clasp hands.
Grass pants? Why, Harold, there ain't no such thing as grass pants.
Oh, I didn't
you're talking,
think...
You're talking like a crazy.
Yes. If you will only...
Yes, tell all these sensible people here that savages wear grass pants.
Oh, I can't go on. You'll have to excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Say, but wonder what's the matter with Harold. Must have took sick or something. Well, now, come on, Ab. It's your turn. Get up on the platform there. Get right on here.
Dang it. Don't rush me.
Well, come on.
Give me a boot.
Yes. Take a boot. Look out you don't fall down. Now, remember your back.
Now, wait a minute.
Turn it.
Where's the
seat? Well, never mind. I got it. All right, now. I got it. Yeah. Now, don't worry. I'm holding it right here. Just don't forget. Go on. Begin now, friend.
Roman.
No, Dad, dang it, no. No, I said no, say.
Roman, no.
No, you darn fool. I told you that's been scratched. Been scratched.
Roman, no, it's been scratched.
Darn it. Lend me your ears.
Okay.
Ears. Lend me
ears. Scratch your ears.
Not scratch your ears, not ears. Go ahead.
Scratch your head.
No, you're wrong. Here, go on. I come.
Scratch your head. The dead's coming.
Not me. I come. Say I.
Scratch your eye.
Oh, that ain't right. It ain't right.
It ain't your right eye. Scratch your left eye.
Oh, you're wrong, Ab.
I can't make no speech no more. I'm just here to introduce Hector Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody's a speech, boys.
Oh gosh. Well, all right. I will. If Mr. Peters and Mr. Winterbottom will sing the chorus.
Well, certainly we will, Hector. Go right ahead. We'd like to get up there with you.
Here we go. All right, now wait a minute.
I don't know why the stars do shine. I don't know why I call thee mine. I don't know why the birdie sings. In fact, I don't know anything. He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Well, I'll answer that in the next verse. The next verse I wrote is a heaven.
My two-pence platform weight and see will bring back men's prosperity. The housewife day should like it too. There's four more pockets to go through.
Now, everybody join on the chorus.
He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory.
He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Where's Hector Smith?
Oh, gosh, it's Mr. Squill, editor of the Gazette.
Editor of the Gazette?
Yes.
Oh, and howdy, Mr. Squill.
So, this is what you've been up to, eh, Smith?
Why,
what's the matter, Mr. Squill?
Matter enough. While I've been away on my vacation, this young puppy has used my newspaper to put himself out for mayor of this town.
Listen,
you mean the Gazette ain't backing Hector?
Backing him? Why, he wrote all that stuff himself. Backing him, huh? I'll say the Gazette isn't backing him. He's fired!